You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay. I'm James Barr. I'm obviously gay. He's Dan Hudson. He's very obviously non-gay.
Happy birthday to James.
No, it was a while ago now.
Oh, when was it?
Thanks, though. You don't know?
No.
All right.
When's my birthday?
It's April. Is it March or April? It's April. It is April. And I think it's the 12th.
No, it's neither of those.
When is it?
Well, it doesn't really matter.
No, I thought it was April or March.
Yeah, clearly you did.
You and Talia have the same birthday. Yeah, and it's around that time of year.
No, it's not. And neither is
it. It is. It's the first quarter of the year, yeah, or second quarter.
Well, there's another 2 months in the quarter.
Yeah, so it's like February, March, April time.
Yours is on my radar as being in the last 3 months as well. So happy birthday.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Did you have fun?
On my birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually got some friends. I celebrated.
You got some
it.
Friends?
Yeah, I got some friends together and made an effort for myself.
Right.
Which is good because I don't normally do that. And I think after the last year, I just decided I needed to accept some love. So I like sent a little message out to a few people and said, could you be free on this day?
But not me.
But I didn't invite you, no.
No, thanks so much.
For a few reasons. There's a few people I didn't invite that I wish I had, actually. It's quite hard to know who to invite. Because if you invite like 10 people, then suddenly why have you not invited everyone?
Yeah.
But it's too hard to invite everyone because I feel too guilty anyway. You don't live in London. So it was like a lot of effort if
yeah.
I invited you.
I could have just said no, which you probably would have done.
That's true.
Depending on what, when it was.
Yeah, anyway. I guess that's the thing. Well, did you feel left out?
Very much so, yeah.
Well, I did have messages from other friends saying like, you're dead to me.
As a joke, presumably.
I don't know. I mean, maybe, but it's really hard. It is my fault. I should have just invited everyone that I love.
Yeah.
Rather than just the people I thought would come. That's probably the mistake there. But I was edging my bets because
edging.
I didn't want to like get upset if people couldn't make it if I'd invited them. It's a whole thing. It was really stupid. I spent the whole day just being like, oh my God, people aren't going to turn up. It was like doing a live show.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, it felt like going on stage. But then when it happened, I was much calmer than I would be if I was on stage. So it was fine. But I did make everyone in the room. I did make everyone say a word about how great I am.
Really?
Yeah. Which is a bit embarrassing. But I've had a really hard year. And I was like, you know what? When I'm dead, people will say nice things about me and I won't be here to hear them.
Right.
So I'd rather hear them now. So yeah, I did kind of make my friends say nice words about me.
And what did they say?
I think most of them felt very uncomfortable and sort of said jokey words like, you know, slut or whatever. But one friend said growth, which I really liked. Resilience.
Yeah.
I think was another one. What word would you use?
I'm glad you didn't invite me. I don't really understand how you set this up. You said, right, guys, put the drinks down. Sit down. I want you to all tell me something good about me. And they've all gone, well, what if we can't think of anything?
They were like, oh my God.
And you said, oh, I'll come back.
Is this really happening?
Come back in 15 minutes when you talk to me.
It's particularly bad because my friend was there and we're doing a roast together, like a comedy roast.
Right.
So he was loving it, obviously, making notes.
Yeah.
You know what? I think a lot of people should do it.
Right.
I recommend it. It's nice. It's nice having your friends tell you that they love you. Why would you not want your friends to tell you that they love you?
I don't know. But
I think that's really important.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because people might...
Sure, it's embarrassing to ask for it. But like, if that's what I want for my birthday, why is it wrong to ask for it?
I don't know. Maybe people might think you're narcissistic.
Well, they're my friends, so...
Right, so they know that already.
A gay and a non-gay.
What's going on with AJ Pritchard?
I don't know. You tell me.
I didn't know you were mates with him.
Well, now you do.
Since when?
Google AJ Pritchard, Dan Hudson.
Why, when have you been together?
All the time.
Is this just the Jamie Dornan joke again?
No.
Is it something to do with the Wall of Reflection?
We met each other at the Wall of Reflection, yeah.
How was that?
It was really good. I never heard of this guy, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And then, well, I don't know, you made some shitty tweet about him. So. Well,
I mean, I don't think I did. He gave up his acting career and I said it was a loss to the acting community.
Right.
Why is that a shitty tweet?
You obviously don't mean that.
Why would I not mean that?
What's wrong with his acting?
I never said anything was wrong with his acting.
Right, so why is it a loss to it?
Because he was starting his acting career.
Right.
And he's very attractive, so it is a massive loss to the acting industry.
Is it relevant that he's attractive?
No, but he is attractive, and lots of actors are. He's a he would be brilliant in more shows.
And what has he been in?
He's been in Hollyoaks.
That was Trish. Heartbroken. She thought she was about to get engaged. Couldn't have been further from the truth. Well, that's made my day, that. It'll be nothing compared to what we've got planned for her.
But yeah, it is a huge loss to the acting.
Why is that?
Well, also, there aren't that many actors working at the minute. They're all on strike, aren't they?
Not over here, then.
Rightly so. But yeah, it's a big loss.
I don't think about this guy. I met him and thought he was really nice. Next thing I know, I go on Twitter and James is slagging him off.
No, I didn't slag him off. I just said it was a loss. That was it.
Why is it a loss?
I can't even remember exactly what I said. Well. But, you know, I mean, I think AJ probably would admit that his performance in that show was widely panned. Which is a shame, because that doesn't mean he's not a good actor. It just means that that particular scene wasn't great. And everyone's got bad. Every actor's got bad moments, right?
Yeah. Was it as good
I've
as...
I've never acted.
What about Gary Barlow in...
I think it was...
Heartbeat.
You were right about that bird.
I think it's of a similar tone. I can't believe you didn't see this.
See what?
You're not on gay Twitter, so I forget that you miss quite a lot of the memes
Why are gay people so concerned with the AJ?
No, it's just... It's quite a famous scene. Even the Metro were all over it.
What happened in the scene?
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Okay, well...
But, I mean, it's truly uninteresting.
Fine. I just think you would have the hump if somebody was like, if James retired from podcasting and somebody said, that's a real shame.
I don't think I would, actually. I think I'd find it funny.
Right, okay.
Because if I'm retiring from it, then I obviously am over it, I'd imagine.
Maybe.
Otherwise, why am I retiring?
I don't know.
So I don't think I would have the hump. I don't. People troll me all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're really mean. I'm just getting used to it now.
Okay.
But it is pretty horrible. If you could stop, actually, that would be really nice. Thank you.
But you do also do it to other people.
I don't write horrible comments on their wall. I don't say, you're not funny.
This AJ put you out.
I never did. No, I just... It doesn't matter.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Well, I got some more bird news, everyone.
Oh, God.
You were right about that bird.
What I actually want to talk about is this exotic bird.
Right.
The bird was found...
Where's she from?
I don't know where the bird is from or if the bird is female, but the bird was found on the side of the A41.
Where's that?
I don't know.
No, you didn't. I thought you cared.
I thought you were going to be
cared about birds.
Oh, you're straight. You don't know like all the motorways and stuff.
No. Do straight people know all the motorways?
Yeah.
Anyone that drives knows about the motorways.
Yeah, but driving's quite a straight thing, isn't it?
Not really.
Yeah, it is. When you drive somewhere, like, hold on, bird news fans, sorry. You know as well, maybe you don't know, but if you're straight and you get somewhere, the chat is straight away is like, oh, yeah, so did you get the M1 and the M42?
Is it?
Yes, it is. Oh,
that's boring.
I don't really drive. I don't know motorways. I just go where I need to go. So I don't really get bogged down in that. But you can't deny that's like a classic straight conversation. It's like, how did you get it?
Did you go to the services?
Yeah.
Watford Gap or...
Yeah. Milwaukee. And I've never heard a gay person have that conversation. So you can't...
Gay people do discuss service stations, but in a very different way.
Where you've been dogging or whatever. Cruising.
Yeah, I guess so. I love a service station, by the way. And not for the dogging, just in general.
Really? Why is that?
That's where you see real England, actually. A service station. So you are right. You're onto something with the motorway thing. You see everyone at a service station. Every single type of person. Everyone goes to a service station. I think that's a real representation of the real country you live in.
Well, I think I see that every day anyway, because I don't live in London. I do live in real England. So... It's not that surprising to me, but it's a bit of an oddity.
Well, it's like, wow, the fashions. My God.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't really like service stations because I'm not normally the one that's...
quite dirty.
I'm not normally the one that's driving.
Yeah.
So I'm just losing 45 minutes, do you know what I mean, whilst the driver wants to fanny around, which is fine because...
Wow, fanny around. Is that okay to say that?
Yeah, it's fine. That's what we say in real England. what's wrong with fannying around?
Just checking because it's, you know, it's a female... body part.
Well, it is in the UK, but in America it's a unisex body part.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
It means your ass.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's when they say if you got a fanny pack.
But you don't wear that on your ass, do you?
Well, you attach it at your ass. It's like that used to be called over here a bum bag.
Yeah.
Right? You
didn't have a bum bag. Yeah.
Yeah. So
the thing is, I've never worn one there, really. I always wear it around my shoulder.
Okay, well.
Because, Dave.
I don't get what that reference means.
That's just how we wear them.
Okay.
We wear them across the shoulder.
Because what?
It's just easier to access it. Okay. It's cooler. Cool. It's kind of like wearing a harness.
Right.
Anyway, we've really diverted away from bird news. So where is the A41?
I have no idea.
Oh my God, you're not going to believe this. It's the Solihull Bypass.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's where you're from, you idiot.
Oh, yeah. I do know about the Solihull.
How did you not know that?
Because I don't really drive.
I don't drive, but like it's right by you.
Can we just get onto the bird news?
Yeah, please. Can we do bird news?
Stop trying to derail the bird.
Thank you.
You were right about that bird.
It was found on the side of the A41, and it was thought to be an exotic bird.
Right.
But a week later, it was then realised it was actually just a seagull, like a normal seagull, covered in curry.
How did it take them a week to realise it was a...
Well, because they had to take it to the lab and whatnot.
It was dead.
No, it was alive. What are you not following? They see this seagull.
Surely you'd smell it.
That is a good point.
It was covered in curry.
Yes.
This poor bird.
Yeah, the poor bird is covered in curry and turmeric. They think, oh my God, this is a really exotic bird. We better get it checked. And it turns out that it's just a normal seagull and it's covered in curry and turmeric.
Right.
And actually, you might be aware it's not the first time this has happened, because you may recall, not that long ago, a seagull previously fell into a vat of chicken tikka masala.
Right.
That was in Wales in 2016. So
I don't remember that.
This is a recurring thing, actually.
Wow.
So if you ever had like a night out and have come back covered in curry, don't worry, because it's happening to birds as well.
Thanks for the bird news.
More bird news. You know, it's a very ad hoc feature, so as and when. If you've got any bird news.
Yeah, please do update Dan.
You were right about that bird.
James is back in the game, right?
What does that mean?
Well, you're back in like the dating game, right?
I'm not.
You're not?
I haven't dated anyone.
You haven't?
Not really, no. I slept with a guy regularly, but we didn't really date.
What's the difference?
I don't really know what dating is. Is that like going for dinner and having conversations about your favourite colours?
I guess it means either or.
Well, I don't know.
Depending on the...
I'm not sure. I don't think that's the right place for me to be. Because the thing is as well, I keep falling for guys pretty easily. Like any time anyone pays me any attention, I start fantasising that they're the love of my life and they're going to save me again. This could be the one. I've like reverted back to an older me where I'm like falling in love really quickly and thinking that my prince is going to come along and save me rather than like, you know, deal with my own problems. So I'm kind of aware of that and I'm trying not to fall for anyone or let that happen. So I'm not on any dating apps, which is fun.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like you need dating apps nowadays. Do you feel like people need those?
I mean, I'm the wrong person to ask.
I guess I just think like you can meet someone anywhere.
I think it depends where you are, yeah.
For sure. But there's people on Instagram or Twitter or X, whatever it's called. Like, you know, you can meet people in other ways.
Yeah.
But I just saw this TikTok where this girl was like, she went on LinkedIn basically and followed this guy who she fancied and then kind of just like stalked what he was up to and then ended up in the same circles just so she could date him. And it sort of worked. And it reminded me of the time that I went on Grindr outside The Lion King. Because I wanted to date
Simba,
someone from The Lion King, because I thought they were all really hot.
Right.
And I did end up having sex with a hyena.
Oh, really?
From The Lion King.
Okay.
Yeah. So that did actually work.
Can you not just move your location to wherever?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been trying to meet priests.
Yeah. Have you done that yet?
Yeah, I've been doing it. Yeah.
Okay, and what's happening?
It doesn't really work. No one's really responding. But I've moved my location to the Vatican City or Rome. Not because I fancy priests, by the way, although...
Well, not because you don't not do that.
Well, I don't not fancy them. And yeah, there was one guy on there that was just like, there's a lot of black profiles.
Yeah.
So I imagine they're the priests because they don't want to say who they are.
Yeah.
And his username was P.
For priest.
Well, that's what I thought. So I wrote, what does P stand for? And he just didn't respond. But he did give me a flame emoji. So I don't know if that means I'm going to hell or he fancied me. maybe he knew I had his number. So... Yeah, you can move it around. So you could just, you could put your Grindr in New York and hope for the best. But the thing is, it's like, well, it's pointless, isn't it? Grindr's kind of a, oh, you're near me right now situation.
Yeah, but you could be like, oh, I'm going to be there right now in a week.
Well, yeah, but life moves really quickly, doesn't it? I might be busy in a week.
Yeah, again, this is all very London, because I don't think that's true elsewhere.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I've had friends in dating apps in the regions, and they're like, there's just nobody on them.
Right.
Let alone.
Yeah, I think that is definitely part of the problem. There is just so much going on in London. So many people.
So you could move your location to like Milton Keynes, for example, and you'd get on maybe better. I don't know.
Maybe. But then do I want to date someone in Milton Keynes?
Why not?
Well, it's not. I don't have anything against Milton Keynes. I actually quite like it.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. It's quite a handy city. Everything's all in one place. You can walk around. Lots of roundabouts.
Yeah.
Nice houses.
Right, so what's the problem?
You're right near the motorways.
Yeah.
Good service stations.
Which motorways are you near?
You're near the M1.
Right, yeah.
You're near the A2 something to Oxford.
Right.
You're in a pretty good place there. But they don't live where I live. I live in London, so.
Yeah. But you could live in Milton Keynes.
No, I don't think I could.
Do you think you're being too stubborn?
Stubborn?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, the world is your oyster. You could go all the way to Milton Keynes, but you're...
To meet the one.
Yeah.
It does. That sort of depresses me, actually, because like, if I haven't met someone in London, I won't be able to meet anyone anywhere, is my concern.
Well, no, because London is busier and...
Yeah, which means there's more choice. So why haven't I met someone?
Well, because everyone's got more choice.
What are you saying? I'm not good enough?
People are not giving... It's like... People are just going on to the next thing, aren't they? Because there's so much stuff going on. Whether you're in Milton Keynes or Sutter Hole.
But I don't want to date someone that's just dating me because they've got nothing better to do.
Well, no, it doesn't follow they've got quite nothing better to do.
Well, that's sort of what you're saying.
It's not really, is it?
I want to date someone that is like, mm-hmm. Wow, that person's really special. And I want to date someone that I can make feel good and that they can make me feel good. And,
right.
And, you know, like we make our lives better together. That's what I want.
In Milton Keynes.
No, not in Milton Keynes, Dan. That I don't think my life would be good in Milton Keynes.
Right, well, you don't know until you've tried it, do you?
Well, I kind of have. I used to live near there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I used to live in Northampton.
Oh, right.
And
oh,
I didn't really feel like my life was exceptional.
Oh, right, wow.
I did have a boyfriend, though, so maybe you're right. Isn't do you it? Just look at me feel really smug about how you're happy with who you're with? And?
No, not really. It's not convenient, is it, to say the least?
Right, because you're long distance. But every now and again, I do think, like, oh, I've got no one to text. I've got no one to tell that news to.
Wow.
I've got no one to
moan
to. I mean, sure, I've got Twitter, but, like, that's quite sad.
Yeah.
You know, I look at my phone. I'm not excited about anyone messaging me.
Yeah.
My phone is not going to go off and it light my day up. It's going to be, well, it'll be my friends or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, now, for example, you know, I've got, there's just a WhatsApp group and that's it.
Okay, wow.
There's no interesting alerts or...
Sorry to...
Yeah, it's sad. Could do with some more...
I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm sorry it got dark, but you did ask.
Two unlikely friends take on the world.
But I don't want to go on a dating app because it feels fake. It feels like, what are we trying to do here? It doesn't feel real. Like, I don't know this. I don't know... Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a promise of something, but a promise of nothing, and it's just too much. Maybe I should, though. I just keep thinking, why do I need to go on a dating app when I could just go on a date in real life or just meet someone in real life? But maybe I should get over myself and go on a date.
Yeah, I mean, how does one set up a date?
Well, I'd have to download Bumble or
Hinge
or something and then just like start swiping guys and hope that I match with someone.
Yeah.
Oh, it gives me that ick so
but
much.
How are you going to do that? How are you going to go on a date otherwise?
I guess I thought I'd make out with someone in a club and they'd DM me.
Yeah.
But I've done that a lot and they haven't. Right. I don't know. Yeah, I thought that someone would just be like, oh, hey, you're really hot. Do you want to go on a date? To be fair, people have done that and I've said no.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm the problem there.
Yeah.
But I have said like to quite a few people, I'm sorry, I'm not dating right now.
Yeah.
But I don't know, when do I date? When's the right time?
I don't know.
I'm boring myself. Dan's actually taking his headphones off. He's so bored.
I'm stretching my ears.
I'm like a tree, Dan. I'm like Glastonbury. I need a furlough. I need a period of furlough to like grow back.
Okay.
So that I can be trod on once again.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now this is getting boring.
Oh, okay.
See you later.
Thanks for listening, babes. Do the admin and support Gay and Non-Gay. Visit gaynongay.com/donate.